I don't know how much preaching I'll be. I don't even know if I'll be able to preach today as good as I've been able to feel this morning. And I'm thankful that when we come looking for something, Brother Randy, I'm thankful that we can get what we're seeking this morning. I'm thankful that when the Lord touches us this morning, we know without a shadow of a doubt who's touching us. We know who that is. We was, just give me a minute, I'll get over to it. But we was walking out of the house this morning, and I was getting ready to put the kids in the car, and on our gravel driveway, we got the big construction-grade gravel. It's like it's big gravel, and there's a lot of it we've been driving on for over a year now. So it's flattened out and gotten kind of a little less bumpy, I guess you can say, Brother Randy. But I was walking out there, and I'm real weird about my driveway. I try to spray weed killer on it because I don't want grass coming up in it. Well, I got to walking out, and I stepped right before I got to the car, and I looked down. And there was one little purple flower sticking out of the middle of all them rocks this morning. And the Lord blessed my heart with that when I seen it, and I just stopped my foot. And I didn't step on it. And then I got here, and we've been able to be a part of one of those one little flowers coming through the rocks this morning out of this dark world. I was blessed by that this morning, Randy. I went to revival this week up at Harmony Grove, and I got to hear Brother Lamar Beeson and Crawford preach a little bit. And I like sitting under them preaching because of the wisdom that they have from being in the way of this way for a long time, Brother Randy. So they got to talking, and I guess Crawford started preaching after Brother Lamar sat down, and he said something along the lines of side effects of a medication. And that's about as far as he went with it. Well, I left there and I started thinking about side effects. And I guess I thought about side effects all week. Side effects, how you turn on the TV this morning and there's always some kind of new medicine on there that's supposed to help us get rid of this sickness, help this rash stop this infection. And they get to telling you and painting this pretty picture about all the good side effects that this medicine has. And then they get to the end of the commercial and they start talking real fast. And they put something on there to draw your attention away from it as they begin to tell you all the bad things that can come with this medication they're wanting to sell. All right, you get with me? Okay. And I got to thinking about something a little different, Brother Randy. I got to thinking about spiritual side effects and side effects of salvation this morning and what the sickness of sin is and what the sickness of sin will do to us if we leave it untreated this morning. I got to thinking about how the Lord is the great physician, is what I've been told growing up in my life. You can pray to Him and get comfort and need and healing in our lives. And I got to thinking about when I got saved that morning, there's not one bad side effect of my salvation. There's not one bad thing that can come from my salvation. I should have joy and peace and happiness and love and comfort and security this morning. Because I got a prescription from the Lord Jesus when He came my way that Wednesday morning in revival. And there's not one thing that's going to come that's going to be negative in my life because I got Him to stand on. My house and my family is now built on the foundation. I'm on that rock, Brother Randy, as the sister sang earlier. I don't know how much I'll get to preach into this. I'm absolutely full today. I'm sorry I'm rambling, but I was on the way to church this morning. And I ain't shouted a whole lot in this walk of mine. But when I do, and that joy comes over me, I can't do anything but let it overflow with everything that I got. I got to thinking driving here about how I had a desire to have the Spirit just come over me this morning and just let Him bubble over. You know, most of the time when the Spirit comes on me like that and I'm sitting there, I'm praying a prayer and I'm not even saying any words, but most of the time that's the best prayers that I pray, Brother Randy. I may not say one word, but He knows what I'm saying. I'm thankful that I have an understanding God this morning. I'm thankful that I have a patient God this morning. If you want to read with me this morning, I'm going to read out of the book of Galatians in chapter 5. We're going to start verse 16. And as I was studying this week, and I was thinking on this right here, I started digging here and there. And then I ran across what seemed to me with the thoughts that I was having this week was a list of the bad side effects of sin and the good side effects of salvation this morning. Chapter 5, Galatians, in verse 16, it says, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do things what you would. But if led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I also have told you in times past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now this morning I want you to listen to what we just talked about right there. That's the side effects of the sickness of sin this morning, Brother Randy. And when you got the sickness of sin, you don't know Jesus in your life, there's nothing that no one can do. There's not a medication that a doctor can prescribe to us this morning to get us where we need to be. There's nothing that can happen unless it's of God this morning. Now you listen real quick as we keep reading. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance this morning. And I got to thinking about those words, because it seems like when I was trying to think about this, I kept thinking about all the bad things that could happen. Let me give you some good news this morning, church. Let me give you some good news about a man named Jesus this morning, church. Listen here. It says when the side effects of salvation and being led of the Spirit this morning, love. Okay, if we look over to verse 14, just a few verses earlier, Paul says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word this morning. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That is number one side effect right there, because that's the most powerful four-letter word there are in a human dictionary, love. I got to thinking about after that, Brother Randy, I got to thinking about joy. And how I didn't know what joy was in my life. I didn't know true happiness in my life until the Lord came into my heart. Until He started writing His commandments on the inwards of my heart. Until He took all the desires that I had in my heart and of my flesh. He took those desires away from me. Now, am I perfect? No, Brother Randy, I'm not. But the difference is that I have a little voice in my heart that tells me when I'm doing something wrong this morning. I can say or think something before it comes out of my mouth, brother. I know by the grace of God that what that is not of God. That is not walking in a life that people can see Him in me. We should be able to, as Christians this morning, to go out in the world to work this week. We shouldn't have to say a word. We should live our life. We should walk. We should talk. We should act. We should joke just like Jesus did. You do that right there. That's a testimony in itself. Amen. This morning, brother. We ain't got to go out there and tell somebody about Jesus, because you know what? Lord presents us the opportunity to talk with Him about people. But if we just live our life in a way that light inside of us is just shining, then you know what? That's a testimony in itself this morning. Because you know what? That light can get out. There's cracks in everything, Brother Randy. How else would the light get in this morning? And I got to thinking, Brother Randy, about peace. You know, peace means comfort or order in the community this morning. Well, let me tell you something, church. If you got Jesus Christ in your heart this morning, you should be at peace. The comfort, you should have that. The order in the community, let me tell you something. This church right here, the body, and not these four walls, but the body this morning, that's the community, Brother Randy. And in this community, we should have security. There should be order. You should know that when something you do is wrong, you should have somebody and have a part of a community that's in order and to stand up for something. We got to stand on something this morning. Ain't that right, Brother Randy? You got to stand on something, but you want that peace like it's saying this side effect right here? That peace is easy to get this morning. This little sweet little girl got it. I guarantee you when you lay your head down tonight on your pillow,
you're going to have this peace come over you. Because let me tell you something. Whenever I was lost and undone, because I ain't been saved. I ain't been saved for no long time. I ain't been saved no long time. And I sure ain't been preaching a long time either. But you know what? I realized something. I realized that no matter which way that I went, that darkness was going to follow me without God. And I had nothing to do. I had nothing, no prescription that I could give myself. I had nothing until I accepted Jesus Christ in my heart, and I gained everything that morning. I gained it all because I laid down everything that I had. I didn't need anything of this world anymore. All I needed was Jesus. You know what? Me and Abigail joked sometimes. We got married, we didn't have nothing. You know what? We were living on love. I'm serious, we was. We got back from our honeymoon. We didn't have no money. Sure, we had a roof over our head, but we didn't have nothing. But it seemed like we always had everything we needed, Brother Randy. That's the peace I'm talking about this morning. That's the comfort and order in your life. You got that now. You should be very thankful. You can walk in the dark with lights following your footsteps now. I got to thinking. I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but I just got a blessing out of this. Ain't it good, church, when we're all in one accord? When we're all in one accord, we come searching for something, Brother Randy. Ain't it good this morning? Ain't it good? I sat there and bawled this morning because I knew what I stayed up till 2 reading on last night. That was from the Lord because of what just happened this morning. I said, there ain't nothing like it when you know that the Lord's giving you something and you're in one accord with the church, Brother. I'm thankful to be here. I got to thinking about long suffering. You know what that means? That means patience this morning. That means you got to be a little bit patient. You know what? The Lord was awful patient with Noah, wasn't he? He was patient when Noah and gave him the time to build that ark. He was patient with me in my life. I had every opportunity in this world before I got saved to go ahead and go down there. I did. But you know what? I didn't choose to. And it's free will this morning, Brother Randy. You got to make a choice in your life to make preparations for your future. That future I'm talking about is eternal life, Brother Randy. That's what I'm talking about this morning. But listen here. The patience he had with me not only come from that, but he had to be patient with me, Brother Randy, when it come to my preacher calling. Because I ran from it. It was something that Clint didn't want to do. There's going to be things in your life, little lady, and there's going to be things that you don't understand the Lord wants you to do. You're better off just to do it, no matter how uncomfortable you feel doing it, because sometimes getting out of our comfort zone, church, is right where we need to be this morning. I kept reading these things, gentleness. I thought about the gentleness you got to have to be a parent. Just like the Lord is a father to us, Brother Randy. There's times when my boys do stuff, and I'm telling you, I just want to absolutely yank them up, but I have to be gentle. I have to be patient with them, Brother Randy. I'm glad that I got a God this morning that was patient with me when I was out in the dark world, because listen, sister, I pray for anything more than my kids to get saved before the world gets a hold of them, because it ain't nothing but darkness out there. Trust me, I've been there. I'm not going to sit here and say that things out there of the flesh and lust ain't pleasurable, because they are this morning, Brother Randy, but they don't last, church. They don't last, little children. They might last for a season, but that's it. Why not take hold of something this morning that's going to last you eternally? Why not take hold of something that no matter what comes your way, I could be broke as a joke sitting on the side of the road, but I still got Jesus this morning. Ain't it said that? I think Jesus says, let me flip over real quick. I think Jesus says right over here, this gave peace to me whenever I got saved. Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand this morning. That right there gave me peace when I got saved, because I knew I was saved and there wasn't nothing to Satan or nobody could do, Brother Randy. There wasn't no flesh or no pleasure of this world that could come yank me out of his hand. I was somewhere and I was stuck like glue, brother. They couldn't nobody take me from the blessings that I was getting as long as I followed His will. As long as I asked for His will to be done in my life. And when He gave me my answer, I preached a sermon a couple weeks ago, Brother Randy, about people praying for an oak tree and ignoring the acorn the Lord giving them. Because you know what? Sleeping in that acorn, there's a sleeping oak tree in that acorn. Just like you, little lady, you're a little acorn, but there's an oak tree in there. But you know what you got to do? You got to learn. You got to grow. Right now, you're going to take eat of some milk like a newborn babe. You are. But as you grow and get stronger in the Word of God, you get to take hold of some meat. There's going to be things that you don't understand in this life. I still get preachers preaching. Lamar Beeson preached the other night, and I took about 3 or 4 things from him because everything else seemed like it was over my head. But guess what? Guess what? When I started studying this week and I had a thought come across me, it felt like I just knew where to go. It felt like the Lord had put something in my heart and He just read it out there like it was on a whiteboard with a black marker. This is where you need to go, son. Ain't it good? Didn't you see Jesus this morning when she was over here, sitting here like this right here looking at everybody else saying, y'all just come on. You know what? Like, it ain't nothing wrong with more than one person getting saved on a morning. I'm here to tell you, church, I long to see people saved. It makes me spill over with joy this morning. There's nothing like it than see another child of God. Another child of God come home, brother. I'm thankful for that prick on our hearts that you can't get away from. That goes all the way down to our marrow. I got to thinking about faith and how much faith that woman with the issue of blood had to have just to crawl through that crowd just to touch Him. That's faith, Brother Randy. Faith is Job never turning his back on God with everything taken from him. That's faith this morning. Faith is back to Noah. Faith is Noah building the ark when everybody else talking about how crazy he is this morning. Can't you imagine the people walking by telling Noah and talking about Noah saying how crazy he was, how silly he was for building this big old boat? Is there really going to be that much rain? But you know what? I want you to remember this right here. Just like that flood, the floods and storms in our life, they start with one drop of rain, Brother Randy. Think about the people that with all that talk and saying Noah was crazy. What do you think they was thinking, Brother Randy, when that first drop of rain hit that morning? I'd be worried. I wouldn't be there right now. Sure, I lived there for 25, 26 years of my life, but I had no peace. I had no comfort. I was absolutely miserable in my life. I was. One of the last side effects that I like right here is temperaments. You know what that is to me? That's self-control. That's controlling myself. You know why I can control myself and my desires in this sin? It's not of me. I don't have self-control of this world because of me. I control the pleasures of this world because I got a little help from a man named Jesus in my heart. And He lets me know where I'm at. He ain't afraid to chastise me. He's not afraid to chastise me. You know what? Sometimes I need it, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it this morning. I got to thinking, Brother Randy, you know, when you're sick with sin and you're lost and undone this morning, I got to thinking about an airport, right? I got to thinking about a spotlight in the airport spinning around to show the planes where it's at. And I got to thinking about the runway lights just lit up. Now, could you imagine how crazy it would be if a pilot radioed down to the tower and said, it's nighttime, there's a big storm coming in right now, but let's just dim them lights and see if I can land. He may land, Brother Randy, but he ain't going to land in one piece. You know what? That kind of reminds me of my life. I was sitting here flying around in the storms. The Lord sitting here offering to help me. And it's just basically like I was saying, thanks, but no thanks, Lord. I got this. You know what? I finally landed, but I landed in pieces, Brother Randy. When I came to the altar that morning, I was in shambles. I was in 1,000,000 pieces, as black as I could be. But you know what? He put all that together that morning. He made me white as snow. I'm thankful to be here this morning. I want to let y'all know I love y'all. I'm thankful to be able to come to a church that you can feel the liberty that you're able to feel. I believe that's about as far as I need to go this morning. I'm not much, but I feel like when I do stand and preach the Word of God, I feel like when the Lord cuts me off, I need to stop, Brother Randy, because I don't want to be a hindrance to nobody. I want you to pray for me and my family and my life, that me and Abigail are always, always a light to our children, that we don't leave stumbling stones behind. I don't want to leave stumbling stones behind for nobody in this world. I want to be a help, because I heard a message preached one time a long time ago, and it was talking about the two dates on the tombstone, Brother Randy, 1900 to 1986. Them two dates don't really matter. The day you were born, the day you died. What matters is that dash in the middle of those. What did you do on this earth? What did you leave behind in this world that could help somebody else along their way? You got something, little lady, that people would be killing each other for if they knew how good it was this morning. You want to see change in this world, church? It starts with the hearts of men this morning. That's where it starts. We need to be a light. I want you to ask yourself this morning, am I sick with sin? Do I have side effects of this world going on and raging in my life this morning? Even, you know what, you can be saved, Brother Randy, but you can be out of the will of God. And I'm here to tell you, if you're out of the will of God this morning, church, you can almost feel as bad as you did when you was lost. You know why? Because the Lord's chastising you. You know why? Because that's what people need this morning. That's what people need. I need to be chastised from time to time. You know, before I got saved, before I straightened my life up, you know, the Lord has humbled me. I was raised in church, y'all. My grandparents took me to church my whole life. But you know what? I didn't choose to want to be there. You know, they showed me some things, you know, but when it come down to it, Brother Randy, it was my choice. I could go there all I wanted to with my mom and daddy, but they couldn't get saved for me.
That's right.
I had to do it for myself. You know what? The Lord, I would pray to Him, Brother Randy. I'd pray to Him and say, please, God, help me right now. And it'd be when something bad happened, you know, a girlfriend break up with me, friends get mad at me, I'm broke and want to go out that night. Help me, God! It seemed like every answer that I was getting, I was ignoring, because He was giving me little acorns and I kept looking for an oak tree this morning. That's how it worked in my life. And finally, I ignored God enough, and I ignored everything He was telling me. The people, my grandparents that would talk to Him about me, pray for me. I'd hear my little old grandmother in the closet in there praying and crying, and I knew who she was praying for. But I thought I knew best. I didn't think I was sick with sin. Oh, but when the Lord finally put my face in a pile of mud, I realized just how sick I was. I started trying to do things to better myself in my life. And the Lord knew I couldn't do it alone. You know what? He knew I needed a little bit of guidance. You can tell you what He gave me? He gave me that little lady right there. He gave me her. He gave me her and her family. He gave me her church family. You know what? All they did was that first side effect of her. All they did was love me. They showed me a little peace. I got to see some of their joy. I got to feel some of the comfort and order in their community. I got to see and feel all that. You know what that did? That led me to Christ. You know what? I ain't nothing. But I'm willing to do whatever He wants me to do in my life, because without Him, I really am nothing in this world. There ain't nothing in this person right here that's any good unless it's of Jesus. That's the only thing there is good in this world right now. Yeah, of course, you can go get money. We can go eat after church this evening. We can go get a good lunch, go home to a nice house. But what do you really have? Because when you die, you know where that stuff's staying? It's staying right here. Even if you put it in the casket with you, it's staying here. You know what I mean? You can't take it with you. But I got something I can take with me forever, Brother Randy. I enjoy being here this morning, church. I love you. I just ask you to pray for my house when you pray. And I pray that somebody, we all stand in need of something. If you're standing in need of something or you're lost and undone, I don't know your heart. But this is just as good of a day as any to come down here and get it back on track, or come down here and meet Jesus for the first time. I love you, church. I'm thankful to be here this morning.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.